this and see how it sounds. None of you say something. Well, I'm going to ask you about your what you can remember from Europe, and then what you remember. There are a whole bunch of questions, and as you talk,
so give them to me.
Yeah. Now let's stop. Tell me about your dinner. What are you making?
That wouldn't be in the.
No, I'm gonna erase it. No, yeah, it won't be in here.
I'm making baked steaks and a noodle pudding.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Okay, now we're gonna begin. Tell me about your home in Europe. Do you remember where you lived?
I can't remember when we lived in the small town, but I do remember when we moved from the time we moved to Odessa.
When you lived in a small town, was it, you know, was it out in the country or was it a village? Was it really a town?
It was a small town.
Do you remember the name of it?
Tomaszewski.
All right, I'm going to write that down. Now tell me what you remember from Odessa.
Well, I remember going to school. And Meyer and
well, first tell me, what kind of a house did you live in Odessa?
In an apartment.
Oh. Do you remember what the apartment was like?
First floor, second floor.
First floor.
How large?
How many rooms did it?
I believe a living room, which was part dining room too, I think, and a bedroom and a kitchen.
Two bedrooms
and a kitchen.
Was your dad living with you then?
No.
It was just your mother.
My sister, Becky.
And your sister and your brother. All right. Mother, was it a brick house, a stone house? Was there heat and running water?
Well, now, I have to explain you that. Odessa, like, the big apartments, you can't see from the outside. Like, from the outside, there's a door on the street. And then it opens up into a court, and then all the apartments are around that way.
Yeah, I saw those I saw some things like that in Europe.
Well,
yes.
that's...
So, and then your front door opens into an inner courtyard.
That's right.
All right. But still, it was a stone building or a brick building? Can't remember that. A high building?
Yes, it probably were two or three stories. I can't remember.
And how about water and toilets?
We had water and a toilet.
Inside.
Odessa was a progressive city.
I want Grandma to tell me those things. Odessa was a progressive city. All right. And what were you living on when you lived there if you had only your mother?
Mother's relations took care of her all the time.
That was on your father's side or on her side?
Mother's side.
All right. Did you go into Odessa at the time your father left?
He left long before that.
You stayed in the small town for a long time without him?
Yeah.
And, all right. Now we want you to talk about the immediate family that lived in the house with you. You had one brother.
Yeah, and they went to...
And he was older.
Yeah, and they went to photography school. They were professionals. They learned to become professional photographers.
Both
Becky and Meyer.
In Odessa.
Yeah.
Did they go to the same classes?
They didn't go to classes. You apprentice yourself to a photographer.
Oh. You said a photography school.
No. They apprentice yourself to a photographer. They were retouchers. It's not done anymore now, but at that time it was.
All right. Do you remember how old they were then?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Well,
say, if I was 9, so Becky was 11, I was 14, or something like that.
And retouching is what?
They did. That was important those days.
Retouching photos.
But did they learn the whole photography business?
Well, Maya did. I'm not sure Becky stayed there too long.
What were you doing when you lived there in Odessa?
I went to school. Now, you want me to talk about Odessa?
Yeah, well, I want, yes. First, I want you to tell me, the school that comes up here. Tell me what kind of school you went to in Odessa. Did you go to school in Tomashville?
No.
Not at all?
No. I think we had a tutor there. There we had a teacher, you know.
All right, but now where did you get him?
In the town, the little town.
Right.
He came to your home?
Yeah.
And how many people did he teach?
I don't know. When he came to our house, he only taught us.
I mean, he just came for the three of you?
Yeah.
Not cousins or anything else?
No.
And he taught you what?
I guess reading, writing, arithmetic. I don't know. I can't remember that. And reading and writing.
Russian or Yiddish?
No,
oh,
Russian.
Yeah.
Russian.
In Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And did you learn to write, to speak in Jewish? I mean, you spoke in Jewish.
Yeah.
But did you learn to write in Yiddish?
Yes, we had a Hebrew teacher too, but I had forgotten it. I had forgotten most of it.
And Mother, did it take all day? I mean, did he come for a whole day? Did he come for several hours? Did he do anything?
Maybe a couple of hours.
Every day?
Every day.
And the three of you learned together?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back here. In Odessa, what kind of school did you go to?
It was a paper school there, I think. Yeah. You don't have free schools there.
Yeah.
It was a girls' school.
In Odessa? A girls' school. Had to pay. And what did you learn?
Just a minute.
Okay.
History.
Oh. All right.
Geography.
All right.
A little bit of sewing.
Arithmetic.
Yeah. Arithmetic?
I guess.
Do you remember how big your classes were?
No.
Do you remember who the girls were? Were they Jewish girls, not Jewish girls?
I can't remember.
Did your friends there?
I guess.
Did you walk to school?
Yeah.
And how long did you go there?
I must have gone for about 3 years.
You stopped when you graduated or when you came to America?
No, we stopped when we came to America.
You could have gone longer if you'd
stayed
there.
Yeah.
Do you remember if you enjoyed school?
Yeah. I love geography, that's for sure.
That's where you learned to, but I got the idea for traveling,
mm-hmm.
huh? All right. Now, I want to come back here a minute. How long you remember what age you were when you went to Odessa?
Well, I think around 9.
And how long then did you live in Odessa? Then you just lived there 3 years.
Gotcha.
All right. Then came to America. And you never had relatives living with you?
No.
All right. Now, what kind of work did your father do?
We were wheat growers.
All right. And what did that mean? Did he own the farmland?
You couldn't own land in Russia.
You mean a Jew couldn't? Or
Jewish people couldn't.
Just Jews.
Jewish people couldn't.
Yeah.
But you could rent it. You could lease so many acres. 1,000 or 10,000 acres, and then have people work on it.
And that's what you did?
Yes. Both sides of my family, they did that.
Oh.
Both father's and mother's side.
Yeah, all right. Wheat growers on both sides of the family. And they were both into Marshville?
No, mother's hometown was to Marshville. After she got married, they lived in a small estate, like, where they rented those fields.
They rented the house with it on the field.
I see.
And that wasn't in Marshville.
No. I couldn't tell
When you came to come out to Marshville, it was after your father left you?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Do you know how much land he rented?
No.
Did you consider that you were wealthy at the time, or comfortable,
yes,
or poor?
Yes. I think you were very comfortable.
And do you remember what kind of a house you lived? You don't remember the house in Nashville. All right. And then when your father stopped being a wheat, when he left the house, what did he do?
He went to England.
And why did he go there?
Well, we had a couple of bad years, and he lost money, and he went, and he couldn't take it. So he went to some other place to try and recoup his fortunes, which he never did. I don't know, he did various kinds of jobs, but never did too well.
All right, you don't know what he did in England.
No, I don't.
Did he have other jobs in Russia before he went to England?
No, that was from his father and his grandfather. That's the kind of work he did.
All right. Didn't he leave to escape the army? I thought I remember
no,
that.
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
just
three
because
children
he had,
already.
He was not eligible for
no.
A...
No.
Oh, well, I've always been mistaken then. He never was successful. All right, and did your mother ever work?
No.
All right. Now, what were the languages spoken in the house?
I guess Jewish and Russian, both.
All right. Do you remember which you spoke the most?
No.
Okay. Do you remember going to the synagogue in Russia?
Occasionally.
In Odessa, you're talking about. Do you remember going to the synagogue in Tomashville?
No.
Did you have a synagogue there?
Oh, I'm sure we did. What do you mean we had a synagogue? My great-grandfather had the synagogue in his own house. That's where we lived.
That's what I wanted. Great-grandfather had a synagogue.
In his own house because he was a sick man. So he built a synagogue, and we had a cantor.
Wait a minute. In his own house, because he was a sick man.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean you built a synagogue? Did you build an extra room on the house?
Yeah, an extra room, a long room. So it was a small synagogue.
Built onto the house?
Yeah.
And you had a cantor?
Yeah.
And did the cantor live there too?
No. But when we moved in there, we...
Now, wait, you moved into that house?
Yeah.
In Tomashpa when your father left you?
Yeah.
All right, now, do you remember the house any better?
Now that you come to think of it, I do. We lived in a separate section, but I could hear the cantor and the praying every morning.
All right. And did you go in, or was it just for the men?
I guess it was just for the men.
How did he get a minion?
Well, they got a minion.
From other people in the town?
Yes, other people came to the synagogue too, you know.
Oh.
All right. Plus, it enabled to contain 100 people.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a long, long room, I remember that.
Oh.
I don't
know. Do you remember now what the house was like? What rooms did you have? What rooms did your grandfather have? Was it your great-grandfather or your grandfather?
My great-grandfather.
Your grandfather. So there must have been a lot of... Was there a grandfather and others?
There was no grandfather. Both my mother's parents. My mother's mother died at her birth, and the father died a couple of years later.
Oh, so it was your great-grandfather. How about the great-grandmother?
I remember her slightly. She was a little bit of a woman, a small woman.
And they had their rooms, and
yes,
you had your room.
Yes, there were several different sections around there.
And did you cook together?
No.
Or did you cook separately?
Cooked
your mother
separately.
Cooked separately from her parents, from her grandparents. Oh. Must have been a very big house, Mother.
I guess.
Okay. What were you saying?
After my great-grandmother died, the other members of the family, my mother's uncles, had taken part of the front of the house and built storerooms.
Oh.
And we lived in another part of the house.
Oh.
Why didn't your mother put it on the machine, though?
It is on the machine.
Why do you have to
run? I'll get you a voice stream.
So both get back each way.
All right. No, now, Dan, listen, don't talk now. So, and who, what kind of store? What kind of business?
They rented it, I think.
The uncles rented the stores out. These were your great uncles.
Great uncles.
While you were still living there?
Yes.
And your great-grandparents died while you were living there?
My great-grandfather died many years ago, but the great-grandmother was still living.
That's when they built the stores?
No, after she died.
Oh, after? All right. But you were still living there after?
For a while.
Yeah. All right.
Then my mother's family thought that the children ought to get a better education than we could get in the little town. That's why they moved to Odessa.
Oh. When you went to Odessa, what kind of a synagogue did you go to? Do you remember that? You went occasionally.
Yeah. But Odessa had beautiful parks where they had concerts in the summertime in the evening.
Okay.
And they had a tremendous public library, which was free. would go there. And then a beautiful theater. All right, now I want to add all this. Keep on telling me. Public parks with concerts every summer, every evening. Big public library. Alright. And, what else did I say?
A theater?
A theater, yes. We used to go to plays there. And that a beautiful railroad station. I used to love to walk over there. If they hadn't destroyed the city, I could find my way around there now, after 65 years.
You loved it, huh?
See, the railroad station was at one end of the city, and then you walked down on the Avenue Pushkinskaya, that's after the author Pushkin, and you walked all the way to the end, and that's where they had the park overlooking the Black Sea, with 120 steps to walk down to the harbor.
Yeah. I'm not going to write it all because I can get it from here, but... Tell me more about it. Did you go swimming down there? Did you go bathing?
Well, you had to go a little out. You couldn't bathe right in the city. You had to go by a streetcar a little ways out where they had the beaches and bathing. They have a park there, too, with concerts.
I'm really wet. Did you go to something every night?
Not every night, but we'd go. If we'd go once a week, it was good enough. The concert, you could go every night, but it takes a little bit of a walk, you know.
By the way, since I better get back to your father,
yeah.
After he left England, where did he go?
Well, he was there for a good many years.
How many years? You don't know what he did?
No, I don't. He did various jobs, he said. He tried a number of different things.
And you can't remember how many years he was in England.
No, I don't.
All right. Now, what were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
I cannot remember. I cannot remember.
In Tamashville.
I cannot remember that.
All right. Do you remember that you were only with Jews, or do you think that you were pretty well mixed?
I can't remember. That is something I can't remember. I was too young to be able to distinguish or be interested in that.
But you had friends. Yeah. Did you have other relatives in Odessa? Were there more family?
No, but all of my other relatives were within not too far away.
Tamashville wasn't too far away, is it?
Not too far away, and Kiev was not too far away. My mother had a sister there, but the Holy Club in Tochin, and they would come visiting every now and then.
So you saw them. Yes. When you went to concerts and the plays and the parks, you just don't remember who the people were.
Oh, we went with our family, with our own family.
You mean your mother and your brother and sister?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, in Europe, did you belong to or go to meetings of any political organization?
No.
Did your mother?
No, she was too sick. She couldn't take care of that. She had enough problems taking care of three children.
Do you remember hearing about them?
No, I was not interested at that age in any political business.
All right. Now, can you remember what the relationship of the Russian government was to the Jews, from what you remember at that time? wasn't very good. You always lived in fear, not knowing when you something would happen.
You lived in fear in Odessa?
Yes, even in Odessa we lived in fear, although Odessa has never had a pogrom that I can remember. But other cities have.
Did the Tamash Bill?
I don't know about the Tamash Bill, but Kiev, where one of my mother's sisters had, and she came to our house at that time and stayed
and
here.
And describe what happened to her in the pogrom.
Well, she was able to run away, evidently.
Do you remember the story?
No.
When she came to live at your house?
She stayed. She didn't come to live. Just stayed a little while. Then she went back.
I remember Mimi telling us stories about one of the pogroms, but from her relatives. Mm-hmm. All right. So you never thought of the government as friendly?
No.
America at this time?
A golden
arm. No, I want to know what Mother thought about it.
You mean when we first...
We
didn't think anything of it.
You didn't?
No. Never thought of it till we heard from Father that he said he wanted us to come over here.
Why did you leave the country in which you were born?
To come to America to look for great fortunes of education.
Well, your father sent for you.
Yes.
How long had he been here?
Not long. Not more than a year or two.
It was because he sent for you. It was nothing that drove you out of Russia.
No. Well, he sent first. He said he'd take care of us. We came here rather than have the relatives continually taking care of us.
Yeah, I see. And the reason that it was the United States is because your father came here.
That's right.
All right. And did you know where you were going in America?
Yes, we got tickets to come to Pittsburgh.
All right. Father sent you the tickets?
Yes. Straight to Pittsburgh.
And what was he doing here?
I believe he was a salesman of some kind. Couldn't tell you what kind.
Were you part of a group traveling together? Was it just your family?
Just our family.
All right. There were no other people from Odessa all leaving in a body at the same time. Just your family. And how did you travel?
By ship.
From where?
From Hamburg.
We went by train to Hamburg, and from Hamburg we went on a ship. And when we got to New York, and after they clear you in Ellis Island or whatever it is, they put us on a train there to come to Pittsburgh. All right.
Hello. Yes. Oh, how are you?
Hamburg. A train.
Yes, we're leaving on Wednesday morning.
From New York to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, just hold the line a minute. Sorry, I have a lot of questions.